Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off. I wake up smiling every
morning. The wake up call.
It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End.
This is what it's like to be a woman in your 30s dating in LA. It's like, imagine a lake drying up and revealing all these dead corpses at the bottom. And there are all these shriveled up little corpses. And then you're like, I choose that corpse. And that corpse is like, I know that I'm a corpse that's been rotting at the bottom of this lake for 70 years, but I just really feel like I gotta see what else is out there. You know what I mean? I gotta sow my oats.
That was funny. 5:32 on the wake up call. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. We're here and you're here, so let's do a show. How about that? I forget who that was. I forget her name now, but it was a name I just recognized. I watched a documentary yesterday about Louis C.K.
Oh.
It's called Sorry, Not Sorry.
Oh.
And it's excellent. Does a really good job of explaining the whole Louis C.K. situation.
What is that on?
I don't know. I got it as an award screener. But anyway, it was really good. And she was one of the girls. I'm not going to look it up. But fine. Yeah, she was one of the girls, though, that was interviewed, though. That story's crazy. That story's still crazy. Like, going back and, like, looking back at it. Man, talk about playing your cards all wrong.
I mean,
they spent a lot of time in that talking about how, like, and I think I even said this, like, if anybody's going to come back from this and, like, come back a different, better person, it's probably going to be Louis C.K. And he just didn't.
He
made all the wrong choices after that.
He just doubled down on being an a-hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
That was great.
And now we just don't even really talk about him.
No, but he's still out there.
Okay.
He's still producing his own stuff and still making money. He's found an audience. And yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while either, but the documentary dives into that. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. Sorry, Not Sorry. I recommend watching. It's good.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake up call.
I found a story.
Okay.
That is absolutely wild. Okay. It's only the second time that this has ever happened in written down medical history.
Okay.
That a man.
Yeah.
Has triphalia.
Okay.
Any guesses on what triphalia is?
Two penises.
Triphalia.
Three penises?
Yes. He has three peni.
And this is a grown man.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Okay? Yes, he was born this way. They only found out about it. We're going to get to that in a second too. But yeah, obviously only one is normal. The other two are not functional.
Okay.
Okay. So more just like,
are they like normal size? Are they like,
no, they are not normal size.
Okay.
But they're not like crazy though. But anyway, though, the two extra ones have caused issues such as UTIs.
Oh my God.
Erectile dysfunction.
I'm trying to think of, I have questions, but I'm trying to think of ways that I'm allowed to ask them.
Yeah, I'm sure. The other two, like I said, didn't work. Okay. So, here's why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
This guy was 78 years old
Okay.
And we're just now discovering it. And the only reason why we're discovering it, this is the second time in medical history that we've ever discovered somebody with triphalia, which means having three penises.
Okay.
It's because he's dead. And they did an autopsy for something else, and then they pulled the sheet back and went, wah, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean,
if you have three, how do you keep that a secret your whole life?
I don't know why you would want to tell anybody that.
Well, at the very least, you tell your doctor.
No, but I'm sure that his doctor knew. Have you ever heard of HIPAA?
But the doctor didn't report it.
Report it to who?
Medical history.
Well, sounds like somebody else already made the history.
Well, they did, but I mean, still though, silver's cool.
I mean, like, I guess, but does your doctor have to ask permission before they, like...
I don't know. I mean, you can print it anonymously. My mom was in a medical report that her doctor filed for her, for something
Crohn's.
That she did, for Crohn's disease, and like... I think that he asked permission, but I still think she was like anonymous in the medical report.
Well, I'm sure, but I mean, like, you can't see why this guy would be like, just kind of keep it to yourself. Also, can I ask you a serious question? A very serious question. I know you've had a vasectomy. So obviously, let's pretend you hadn't, okay?
Okay.
Okay. When was the last time, short of that, that a doctor looked at your. One lonely penis.
Don't call it lonely. I know it's lonely.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know.
It seems like men could go a very long time and never have anybody look at their junk.
I left my penis journal at home.
Do you have any penis memories? because I can't imagine this has happened so many times that you need to, it seems like it'd be a memorable thing.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
So maybe this guy.
Wait, okay. I'm not talking about the doctor. I'm talking about him.
I don't know why he. You know that there are people that don't want to talk about their penises?
Not if you've got three of them. Which, if you're just joining us, a guy was discovered to have three.
Okay. Let's say somebody comes to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And says, I have to confess something to you.
Okay.
My friend or a stranger. I'm not sure who you wanted him to talk to about it, okay? And you say, I've got three of them, okay? What is your reaction?
I'm the friend?
Yeah.
Not the owner of three?
Correct.
I gotta see him.
Exactly. And this is why, this is exactly why I wouldn't want to tell anybody either.
Okay, all right, maybe I don't. Then you just say, no, you can't see my three penises.
Then what was the point of me telling you? To get it off my chest?
Maybe I'll buy you a drink? I don't know.
Okay.
I got questions.
Right, and I don't want to answer your questions.
Like I said, do they all work?
Stop talking to me about my thing.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did.
Anyway,
according to you, I have to.
I thought that was wild. That there was a person just walking around society with three members on their body and just keeping it a secret. You want to talk about a dirty little secret?
What
a thing to take to your grave.
I can't think of anything I'd want to take to my grave more.
You and I are very different people.
Clearly.
This is why you can't be trusted with one.
This is why your penis is lonely.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
You know, Kevin goes away for a little bit and he forgets how microphones work. That was him just banging on it before we played. Are You Smarter Than Katie?
No, that's exactly. Well, he shook it.
I was adjusting it.
No, you were just shaking it.
I'm so sorry.
Like a frustrated teenager with one of those teaching babies. All right. We are playing with Christina this morning, calling all the way from Concord. Good morning, Christina.
Morning.
All right, I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. $140 is on the line as Katie leaves the studio. We're brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, farm to fork organic food that is nutritious and delicious at the same time. Go in today. All right, here we go. You ready to play?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, I hope so too. Question one, actor Ken John got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Ken Jeong, the silly doctor from The Hangover and guest star on many game shows.
Why do you say it with so much hate?
Because I hate him.
I love him.
Who of the following does not have a star on the Walk of Fame? Beyonce, Johnny Depp, or Godzilla?
Godzilla?
Question two. Quarter pounders are hard to find in America right now due to an E. coli outbreak that they believe was from the onions. To help with this, McDonald's has decreased the amount of quarter pounders in their restaurants, at least for the time being. What is E. coli?
It's bacteria.
Question three. Sabrina Carpenter does this funny little thing. She has someone fake arrested at each of her shows for being too hot. Well, at her show last night, it was Millie Bobby Brown, and the crowd went crazy when the camera showed Millie just standing in the audience getting arrested in her pink fuzzy handcuffs. Ew. What is her character's name on Stranger Things?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Her character's name is Eleven.
All righty. Question four. Airbnb is getting in the Halloween spirit, and you can now stay at the Dietz's house from Beetlejuice. It looks really cool. It's very detailed, down to everything. You can text the word house to 916-909-1065 to see all the pictures. It's pretty cool. What is the song in Beetlejuice that everybody dances to around the dinner table when they're possessed?
It's the banana song. Oh, my God. What's it called?
Ooh. 3 seconds. Three.
I don't know.
Two. All right. Question five. The oldest person in America has passed away. Her name was Elizabeth Francis, and she said that her secret to long life was no smoking, no drinking, but enjoying all food. She was 115 years old. So what year was she born?
115. That would mean she was 19...
1903. All righty. Oh. Kevin, bring Katie back in here. And Christina, what's going on in Concord today?
Nothing much. I'm on my way to the SAC VA hospital doing my clinical rotations there.
I love that. That's great. Yeah. Where? That's great. Good. So you're volunteering your time there? Is that what it is? Or you're getting your hours?
UC Davis Hospital. I go to school at UC Davis.
But you're getting, so. you're racking your hours up. Did you pick the VA hospital or did you have to go there?
Oh, yeah. They put us there. Oh,
okay. Are you in school to be a doctor?
Nurse.
Nurse. Okay.
I love that. All right. I'm going to put you on hold because you're giving me a fever.
Yeah.
And here we go, Katie. You ready to play?
Yep.
Actor, air quotes, Ken Jeong got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday.
Okay.
Ken.
All right.
Jeong.
Relax.
He's the silly doctor from The Hangover.
I know who he is. Stop saying that.
Who of the following does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Beyonce, Johnny Depp, or Godzilla?
Probably Beyonce.
That is correct.
Anybody, well, like, it does seem like the people that you would expect to have one are just like, I'm good.
You're right. Question two. Quarter pounders are hard to find in America right now. There's an E. coli outbreak linked just to the quarter pounder. They think it was the onions. That's what they've traced it to. Yeah, so to help with this, McDonald's has decreased the amount of quarter pounders being sold in their restaurants, at least for now.
Decreased or, like, stopped?
Decreased.
Huh.
Yeah, huh. What is E. coli?
What is it?
Yeah.
Like a bacteria?
It is a bacteria. Okay. Yeah. Question three. Sabrina Carpenter, she's a silly goose. She has somebody fake arrested at all of her shows for being too hot.
That? Huh. Okay.
Well, at her show last night, it was Millie Bobby Brown. And the crowd went crazy when the camera zoomed in and they're like, oh my God, Millie's here. What is her character's name on Stranger Things?
11.
Mm-hmm. Question 4. Airbnb is getting in the Halloween spirit. And you can now stay in the Dietz's house.
Okay.
If you want to see this, you text house to 909-1065. It's very detailed. It looks actually pretty cool. What is the song in Beetlejuice that everybody dances to around the table when they're possessed?
Oh, daylight coming. I don't know the name of that song.
It's actually called Banana Boat.
Okay.
Or I would have accepted Deo.
Oh, you would have accepted Deo.
Deo.
Me said that, me said that, me said
that. Question 5. The oldest person in America passed away.
Oh.
But now we have a new one. I don't know who it is, though. Her name was Elizabeth Francis, and she said that her secret to a long life was no smoking, no drinking, and enjoy all food.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
She was 115 years old.
Dear God.
So what year was she born?
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm forgetting how to do things.
No, that doesn't sound like you.
Oh, didn't I?
Captain.
What? 1909?
Oh, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I was about to buzz you, though. Just so you know.
Okay. So is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Katie.
Good job, Katie. And you said you forgot how to do things.
Yeah.
Where is she? Christina, are you there?
Yeah.
Final score, 4-2. Katie wins. Katie wins again. It's all right. We're going to have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow. You fought hard, but everybody fails sometime. Christina, what do you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. Not today. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. Evan from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I am not having you come over to clean anything today, but you are still getting paid for your time. I didn't just take up a slot, though. This was the idea of your daughter, so I apologize.
For real.
So you're going to get paid for doing nothing, okay?
Okay. Oh, God. My piece of paper has crazy guy written all over it. So.
Well, good. Make sure you sign it.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Coming up next on the show, Kevin is freshly back from his 2-week vacation to Japan, and he is all about traveling more now, and he discovered a social media group called Travel Buddy, but he has a warning for people thinking that this might actually be something that you would want to use. Before you book on Travel Buddy, listen to Kevin's story. It's next.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's
to you. Right next to you.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What are you calling for?
I'm hoping to win some Disneyland tickets.
No, you got to call during the, today, Artists of the Day.
I thought it was on right now.
Nope.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin is now a world traveler. How does that feel? Whoa,
so good.
Kevin is freshly back from Japan. He was there for 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, as amazing as that is. And he has been bit with the travel bug.
Sure.
He can't wait to take vacation after vacation now. And he's been doing some research and poking around the internet. And he found something called Travel Buddy, which seemed very encouraging at first. Tell everybody what you thought Travel Buddy was going to be.
It's a group of people that love to travel just like me, and you meet up them in other countries, and then you guys hang out, spend time together. So it's like you can solo travel, but then meet other people that are going to the same place.
It's a nice way to stay connected with people, but still feel independent
travel. That sounds super fun.
It does actually sound kind of fun, especially if you're somebody who travels by themselves or has to travel by themselves a lot. Now, you have to warn everybody about Travel Buddy.
Yeah, because it looks like a lot of like shirtless, buff, half-naked men. they're just looking for a travel buddy.
Oh, okay. So
I see one or two women after every 25 men.
Okay, here's what I think is hysterical. You can't understand why women wouldn't want to get on the internet and say, hey, stranger, here's exactly where I'll be in the world. Want to meet up?
Well, not only that, Katie, but I think it's almost exclusively a gay thing.
Yeah.
Think they're guys trying to meet girls just like you are probably trying to meet girls?
No, they're guys trying to meet guys.
I see.
There are so many shirtless men and sexy poses and pictures.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now here's the thing. I guess maybe you might give them the wrong impression, but you can still have a gay travel buddy.
Oh, you can have a gay travel buddy, sure.
Right, but you think that these guys
are looking to hook up, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I think Kevin stumbled upon international Tinder, or a Grindr. Yeah, instead. You know, because my brother's gay, and him and his husband traveled internationally not too long ago. But they traveled independently, you know, which I thought was interesting.
What do you mean?
And so they went, they ended up meeting in the same place, but they took two different courses. My brother-in-law went for some sort of CrossFit competition and stuff like that. So my brother's like, well, I'm going to take this opportunity to spend the first week of our vacation going a different route and stuff like that. And I was like, good for you. That's awesome. And then I did see that he was like meeting people in these pictures and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, Ben's got a lot of International friends. I didn't know he was so international. Maybe he's just got a bunch of travel buddies. I don't know.
So did anybody want to be your buddy?
No.
Oh, you didn't even match?
I even posted my pictures. I guess you have to have a shirtless picture. But
well, I don't think you do.
No. Apparently, I didn't get that many likes, but everyone with the shirtless picture got likes.
Did you try taking your shirt off?
I don't want to. I'm very conservative.
I understand, but we could probably do some sort of like, you hold like a silk sheet up over yourself.
I don't want to meet up with these men.
All right.
I just want to have a travel buddy.
Okay, but it sounds like you want your travel buddy to be a woman that you could have a romantic relationship.
No, I just wanted like a gal friend.
Just a gal friend.
A gal pal.
A lot of the men on that site are saying similar things. Okay? You're not helping your cause. I just want a gal friend.
All right. So I feel like I shouldn't have to ask this question, but after you discovered the travel buddy may or may not be a international gay hookup site, how much time did you spend on it after you discovered that, Kevin?
I'm still going through it. I'm hoping more women are coming on. I'm trying to make this not a gay thing anymore. Okay. I'm inviting more women to it.
You want to straight it up.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to rebrand this.
Okay. And if anybody could do it.
It's you. It's him.
Absolutely.
That's right. True. All right. So what are some things that we could do to straighten up to...
Well, I invited all my girlfriends. Everyone that's a girl on my list, I invited them to this group, and they've suddenly joined.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so we're getting there. All but... right.
Okay. So maybe they need to tell their friends.
Oh, and I did started noticing they put this symbol on their pictures.
Okay.
Or not their pictures, that says, like, hey, we're open to, like, you know, fun.
Really?
So what? Now there's different categories. So you can
so look there's for one that's just for friendship, but then one for friends fun. With Benny's.
Yes, and then they put a little symbol at the end of their caption.
What is the symbol?
I don't know. It's a weird. It's weird.
Oh, it's
weird
not like a symbol.
It's okay. Like a kind of a winky smiley face.
Because if you see an upside down pineapple, that's like swingers.
Oh, yeah, that's swingers. Yeah, they don't do pineapples here.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So far, in order to straighten up travel buddy, your idea is to flood the zone with girls.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much as far as you've gotten.
I mean, some of these men, I wish I had their bodies.
All right. I feel like we're going the opposite direction now. But Kevin, thank you very much for the warning about the social media app Travel Buddy. Because now we have to take a short break. But when we come back, it's dirty little secret time. And this guy, he is an adrenaline junkie who is about to do something so extreme and terrifying, he can't even tell his wife about it. What is it? What would you do if you found out your husband was going to do this? Find out at 8:40.
106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning $5,000 every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
Yay! Thank you! I have no idea how much I actually need this right now.
Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to this station or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. Any day of the week.
Every day.
This is a national contest. Fall into 5K a day. Cha-ching!
Win cash on 106.5 The End.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer Duster. Love it or your money back.
October is ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going. So I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yeah, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's .com for details.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Exchange.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash.
kitchen smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy's eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact... Every bite is better with Pepsi.
Sunny skies in Rockland today, highs near 77.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half. Robert Half's recruiting professionals use their award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. Learn more at roberthalf.com/talent today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call, here to talk to you about our friends at Official Pest Prevention. One of the most damaging pests, do you know what it is?
Probably termites.
The termite!
When we sold our antelope house, it had termite damage, and let me tell you, never again!
So, do you know how you can avoid termite damage?
Tell me.
Regular termite inspections. You head it off before it becomes an issue. This is where Official Pest Prevention really shines and comes in very handy. They offer top-notch termite control in Sacramento, Elk Grove, and the surrounding areas. Especially compared to competitors, they offer better value, better results, better prices.
And that's in addition to all of the other things that they do. They come to our house every month, and we are doing so well in the pest department.
Official Pest Prevention, ridding your space of pests officially. Schedule your first service online at officialpestprevention.com. Uh-oh, and it's time to sing.
Official Pest Prevention. Official Pest Prevention.
Shane Company knows fine jewelry. That means a lot when you're looking for a dream engagement ring, a beautiful keepsake, or the perfect gift. Come see us in store and compare our wide selection of diamonds, rubies, and a rainbow of sapphires in different shapes and sizes. Create your dream engagement ring and browse our selection of fine jewelry gifts. From diamond studs, tennis bracelets, birthstone necklaces, and more. With our everyday competitive prices and unmatched free lifetime warranty, Shane Company knows how to work with your budget, not against it. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
As I stroll through grocery outlet, bargains caught my eye. Hurry fast, don't let them pass you by.
Stock up on your favorite name brand Halloween candy this week at your local grocery outlet. With a savings of 60% versus traditional grocery stores, you don't have to be the scary house on your block with nothing to pass out.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and it's fall savings time at Roseville Chevrolet. We have now purchased 4 cars from Roseville Chevrolet in the Roseville Auto Mall. Most recently, a cute little car for our daughter, Abby, from their used inventory. And you guys, it was such a positive experience. Go check out their fleet of Silverados and Blazer EVs. And as always, their service department is top tier and can service any car, not just Chevys. Go see my friends at Roseville Chevrolet in the Roseville Auto Mall. Roseville Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm telling you, I can shop for new flooring just by looking at old magazine ads.
Quickies.
See? Look, a wiener dog on some brown carpet.
The only way to decide on new flooring is in person at S&G Carpet.
We're too busy.
It's an investment and you're a tactile person.
Well, I like soft and smooth.
So if you want to feel the carpeting.
I do.
And see the waterproof car.
Look, here's another ad with the wiener dog on hardwood and laminate.
We need to go into an S&G showroom.
And what? Walk on it?
Yes.
Seriously?
They have lots of it installed on their showroom floors.
But isn't it also speculative?
Not if we talk to one of their specialists. Plus, we can check out samples that they'll pick up when they come measure. What?
Can we get a wiener dog?
No.
Maybe S&G can bring a wiener dog. They're probably asking too much.
The best way to shop for new flooring is at an S&G Carpet showroom, where you can see and feel it for yourself. Receive expert advice and check out free samples that you can take home and compare in your lighting and with your decor.
S&G, more than carpet.
Go to sgcarpet.com for the showroom nearest you or to have their mobile showroom come to you. Now offering tile and carpet cleaning.
From the Big O Tires Traffic Center in Sacramento, Interstate 80 eastbound is slow and go from Watt Avenue to just past Arden Way. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cam sees a slowdown on Highway 50 eastbound from Harbor Boulevard in West Sac to Midtown. That's traffic. I'm Kevin Brown.
This traffic report is brought to you by...
Hey guys, it's Kevin from The Wake Up Call, and Venom the Last Dance hit movie theaters this Thursday, and I am pumped. Early reactions are calling this movie the biggest and best Venom yet. Make sure to get your tickets to see Venom the Last Dance in movie theaters this Thursday.
The Wake Up Call.
They're like a venti quad cinnamon latte for your funny bone.
They're hilarious.
106.5 The End.
Is not the Disneyland artist of the day. I gave a hint at 8 o'clock and I said that it would be artists of the day, and everybody has a Disney connection. So that is the only hint though that we're going to give you. Coming up, we have a dirty little secret and what this guy is. He's an adrenaline junkie, and what he's about to do is so extreme and terrifying that he is lying to his wife about doing it because she would be pissed if she found out. What is it? Well, you're going to find out next on The Wake Up Call.
Charlie had the microphone, jeans.
Up that close, make it rain, I'm making it smooth. What the f- I got the bang roll?
to that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them
with the free Odyssey app, you can check out thousands of stations and millions of podcasts. And of course, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Download it now and follow 106.5 The End.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake up call.
Dirty little secret time on the wake up call, and we are talking to Joe this morning. It's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. It has been changed. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. What's up?
So your dirty little secret is really interesting, especially this time of year, although I understand that these things do go on all year. Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
I had to tell my wife that I'm going on a work conference. In reality, I'm actually going to one of those, like, extreme haunts, like, you know, those haunted houses that where they could do all the crazy stuff, like put spiders on your face and, like,
what?
Tie you up. Yeah, it's super cool.
Super cool. Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't think I do.
Okay, so
is this like that one manor thing you've told me about?
There was a place. Do you want to say the name of this place or no?
No, no.
Okay, all right. So there's a whole world out there called extreme haunts, and they tick up in popularity this time of year, and they do a lot more, I guess, performances, but they are usually year-round things, and they are almost like endurance competitions, I guess, where, like, you can go and Joe, tell me if this is more extreme than what you plan on doing. They can hit you. They can waterboard you. They can tie you up, make you feel like you're dying. In some cases, like, make you feel like you're being buried alive.
What?
There's often no safety word. They last hours.
So you just basically, like, sign up for a spooky fight club?
It's not even a spooky fight club. It's more of like an endurance competition. Joe, I mean, is this more extreme than what you plan on doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm looking to do. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm like,
yeah,
I'm an adrenaline junkie, you know? Like, I love Spartan races. I do Tough Mudders. Like, I always am trying to test myself, and I feel like I love Halloween. I love horror movies, so why not go to the extreme?
Wow.
So if they're...
I've never talked to somebody who actually is going to do that. I want to talk to you after you do it, too, by the way.
Okay, so if they can hit you,
yeah,
you just have to, like, sit there and take it until they stop?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea, is, like, to prove how tough you are, you know?
Prove it to who?
To yourself. It's like running a marathon. You're trying to challenge yourself.
It feels different.
Well, but for people like Joe, if you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret, and he's going to do an extreme haunt. For people like him, it's the same. It's adrenaline junkies. They try to see how far. A lot of military. Joe, were you in the military?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, but it attracts a lot of military people, like, because they equate it to boot camp training and stuff like that. So anyway, though, that's the lie, though, is who are you lying to again?
My wife. She wouldn't approve of this.
I can see why. This feels crazy.
She didn't want me to go.
This feels like if my husband came to me and said he wanted to do this, I would be very concerned. I'd be like, what's going on with you?
I mean, what if something happens to you while you're doing this?
Well, I'm going with a friend, so, you know, we'll be there for each other in case of anything. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, honestly.
I mean,
they can't kill you.
Huh?
They can't kill you.
No.
They can't kill you.
But I watched, there's actually a documentary about these things, I think on Hulu. Like, one thing I do know about it is that there's a chance that people come out of these not the same.
That's what it sounds like. It could give you PTSD.
In some cases, it kind of does, especially if you're not very prepared for it.
I don't understand signing up for to be terrorized, basically.
That's honestly because you're not an adrenaline junkie. If you're into adrenaline spikes and jumping out of planes and doing crazy things, this is the next step.
Okay, so. Do these cost money? You pay for this?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Whatever money you're going to spend, I want you to come here in the studio, okay? And we'll tie you to a chair and we'll blindfold you. And then every once in a while, when you're least expecting it, I'll slap you in the face. And whatever money you're going to spend, you just give it to me.
That doesn't sound exciting at all. That sounds like the most boring
version.
Okay,
so you're making my point for me.
I think he's saying it doesn't sound like it's enough.
Yeah, okay, it's boring. Then...
What are some things that you would actually be scared of them doing to you?
Honestly, the one thing I really hope is that they don't shave my head, because then I have to explain that to my
wife.
What
did you just say?
Shave my head.
They can shave your head?
Wow.
Yeah, they can do pretty much anything. I mean, obviously, legally.
Legally, yeah. Wow. I mean, that would certainly be hard to explain when you come back from a work conference. Everybody was shaving their heads.
Yeah, it was a bonding experience.
We had a choice. Trust fall or shave your head. This is, I mean, a very interesting, dirty little secret. Send me another email when you get back from this, because I have so many questions about this, okay?
All right. You got it.
It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. And we are still listening, by the way, for the Disneyland Artists of the Day. Could come any time before 9 o'clock. And coming up next, it is Did You Know Time with Kevin. He's gone all over the internet to find interesting facts that he doesn't really understand, such as what is the average bra size in America? What do you think it is? Well, you're going to see if you're right in two songs on the Wake Up Call. It's 106.5 The M.
Told you I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends. Oh, I'm done with awkward situations and...
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
The end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, Katie's life is often in shambles, and sometimes she yells at me for saying that, and sometimes she agrees with me wholeheartedly. This is going to be one of those times where she agrees with me wholeheartedly.
Yes.
So it doesn't have anything to do with the state of your house, how your bathrooms don't have ceilings or walls right now? Okay, due to a water leakage or anything like that?
Nothing like that.
So what happened?
I was feeling peckish last night.
Okay. That happens to all of us.
And I just wanted a sweet treat. And
you earned it.
I did. And I thought to myself, you know what? Instacart's my best friend.
What?
I'm going to Instacart myself a slice of pie.
What time was this?
8 o'clock?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Okay. All right. So not middle of the night.
No. I wish it was, because if it was the middle of the night, what happened wouldn't have happened. Knock on the door, and obviously it's Instacart, right? Now.
With one slice of pie.
Sure.
What kind of pie?
Berry. Mixed berry.
Mixed berry.
Right.
From where?
Safeway.
What that person must have thought, picking up that order.
I don't think that they care. They have, I mean, we know, like delivery drivers that say that every morning they bring people alcohol in the morning.
Yeah.
So listen, if I'm doing night pie.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine.
All right.
Knock at the door. Now, I have my Instacart set to just drop and go. We don't need to have a.
Don't talk to me.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, you don't have to wait for me. Just.
Right.
Put it down, knock at the door, we're good to go. I'll see that you're here on the app. So I get out of bed, because I was already in bed, watching TV, and I go downstairs and I open the door.
Must have been so excited. Like a kid on Christmas morning.
Actually, I got a bit of a fright, because it was not just a bag sitting on the floor as I expected. It was my neighbor next door because it accidentally got delivered to the wrong place.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. It's so much worse.
Oh.
Gavin, what do I sleep in?
Oh, no. She sleeps in two sports bras.
Just one now because I found good ones.
One sports bra. That's
it. That's it.
Not even underwear, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes I wear little boy shorts, but this wasn't one of those days.
So you answered the door?
Yeah.
You opened the door?
I thought that nobody was going to be there. It was just going to be a bag.
But what about the neighbors and the coyotes? They still would have seen your giant.
I mean, there's no way. Like, I would have. It would have been so fast, nobody was going to see it. Plus, I wasn't expecting the porch light to be on.
I want to pause this story in case you're just tuning in and you are a grown woman in just a sports bra. Uh-huh. That's all. Going down the stairs at 8 p.m. at night to open the front door to eat a single slice of mixed berry pie.
I don't like when you say it that way.
I don't either.
You make me sound, I'm a victim.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm a victim of myself.
Yes, that's a good way to look at it.
Okay, yeah. I have been doing these things to myself.
Right. There's a villain in the story, and it is also Katie.
Yeah, I'm the villain and the victim.
So was the neighbor a male or female?
His name is Patrick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What did he say?
I immediately, was like, oh, and then just made it so he couldn't see my body. He could just see my face.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, this got dropped off. And
I have your night pie.
He goes, did you order pie? I was like, yeah, I did. So I put my now imagine he is seeing the door barely open, but just an arm out. And he puts the bag in my hand, and I go, thanks. And then I text his wife. He's like, I'm pretty sure you're... Husband just saw me naked.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, she's great. She goes, he said he didn't see anything. You probably thought he was a delivery driver. And I said, I thought he wasn't going to be anybody.
Right.
I thought he was going to be a bag.
Right. I take it back. There are two victims in this story, and the other is Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, he's victim number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
He's got to work this out now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that wife texted you and said, it's fine. It's not.
Why?
She sat there all night. He went to sleep.
Oh, she wouldn't care.
Oh.
She's super cool. If anybody is going to be kept up by this, it's going to be him. Because he's just like a very nice, shy man.
All righty.
And she's just...
I'll take your word for it.
What?
Yeah, what? You're right. Yeah. I was just looking at Katie. They're speechless. She looks at me. What? Yeah, no, you're right. I'm wrong. Yeah.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin's back from Japan. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you.
Happy to have you. He brought all kinds of wisdom and... stories.
Also, he brought us Japanese Kit Kats.
Limited edition.
Interestingly, it appears that the flavor is...
blueberry cheesecake, yours.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you get blueberry? What did I get?
What did you get?
You got the rare...
tea?
No, it's Hachoa tea. It's it's their version of a matcha. But better. That's what they're known for.
What strange flavors.
And yours is shaped as Mount Fuji, if you didn't know.
The box is okay. Of course I knew that.
Mine's shaped like a little tea box. I'm gonna try
yours
one.
Yours
right
is
now.
A tea box. It's limited edition.
Oh, Kevin, this is all in Japanese.
Right.
What did you expect?
How do you think I felt?
All right. And so mine's a matcha? What is matcha?
No, it's not a matcha, it's a hocha tea. It's their tea that they drink there that brings calmness and stuff.
Oh, and good luck.
How does it taste? Does it taste like a milk tea?
Mm.
Ooh, I love that.
You know what it tastes like?
What?
What?
Like a Kit Kat.
Okay. Wow. No, there's different flavor profiles.
Right. Can you taste the flavor profiles?
I have a chestnut one in here if you want to try chestnut while we're all in.
Who did you buy that one for?
What's wrong with just a Kit Kat? Like, why do we have to get so fancy?
There's different flavors. So this chestnut one, it's limited edition for the fall season. I got it just for everyone to try chestnut here. You want a chestnut?
I'm okay. You're my little chestnut. I don't need it.
Oh, now it's a white chocolate.
Yeah, no, it's chestnut chocolate.
Found the hatch.
This is from around the world, Gavin.
This is excellent.
You really like it? I hate it. You could have the whole bag.
No, give one to her.
I don't want it.
Take this one.
Oh, God.
You can have the whole bag. I don't like it.
God. 5-second rule. Pick it up.
Katie, your hand-eye coordination still hasn't gotten better.
Excuse me, since when?
That one is excellent.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't like the nutty.
You don't like it?
Yeah, see? Me and Katie have absolutely the same taste.
Disgusting. It's a nuttiness to it. Mm-mm.
I can't even tell what it's supposed to be.
Chestnuts.
What does that taste like?
Christmas time?
Really?
Yeah.
You eat a lot of chestnuts, do you?
They're roasting on an open fire.
Not in front of you, and you've never put one in your mouth.
I've had chestnuts.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just now.
There was one time that my wife went on this whole kick where she's like, we're going to make a Victorian Christmas.
Oh, that's right. And she did a Christmas goose.
Yeah. The only thing that I really liked about the whole dinner was the chestnut pudding that she made. Chestnuts? I love... That's crazy.
No, I had to spit it out.
What?
When I did that too, I'd spit it out too.
What is it about Japan that makes Kit Kats have to become Lay's potato chips? Like, why are we all over the map with
these?
That's
what I'm wondering. Is a classic Kit Kat not enough? Because I feel like it is.
What flavor did you get her?
Blueberry cheesecake, and she has not
eaten it. Let me try one of those.
I want to try one of those, okay. Though.
Now, we're eating a lot of chocolate. That's the only thing.
No, you're supposed to. Chocolate is like gold in Asian countries.
Is it?
I have heard that they love sweets.
They love it.
They don't get a lot of sweet stuff.
Okay, so I feel like we're drowning in
this.
It.
Has
the
an ombre.
Smell is great.
It has an ombre look to it.
I don't know what he's talking about, but it smells like blueberry gum.
Okay,
this is delicious.
I love that.
Oh my God!
If you don't like it, give it to me.
Okay, you can have it.
What about your daughters? Don't be mean. Take it home.
Okay, I'll take it home.
Yeah, stop being mean.
Right.
Mm. Excellent.
This one's bomb.
All right, listen.
Yes.
I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I still know people there.
Okay, where is this going?
I'm using my connections right now.
Okay.
And it's my pledge to you, Sacramento. Mm-hmm. We are going to bring these international Kit Kat flavors to America.
Now, you might need to explain that the Hershey Chocolate Factory is in Hershey, Pennsylvania. You can't just talk to the people of Pennsylvania and they can... Oh, you're going to do a pledge?
No. Go on.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the Shawshank.
No.
Okay, so you're saying your connects in Hershey, Pennsylvania will run it up the corporate ladder at Big Hershey.
Mm. Oh, 100%.
Okay, and then kick in the conference room door and say, boys, because it's all men. And just say, I've had enough. We're going international. There we go.
I pledge to you, America and Sacramento and anybody else listening, I will bring these international. I have seen the mountaintop, and it looked like a blueberry cheesecake Kit Kat. And I will bring these delicious flavors back despite opposition from some naysayers and detractors like Katie from the Wake Up Call, which you can send your angry emails
to. I'll accept them.
To KatieHatesAmerica@endonline.com. We deserve this.
Right.
We deserve better.
Yes.
And we are an obese nation. Give us more candy.
Worry about lowering your A1C some other time, because instead of A1C, I say USA.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin. These are delicious.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Stunningly delicious.
Okay,
that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.